welcome to the September 1997 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Bobby here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. The telephone number here in the studio is 419-228-4199. We have voicemail on that, so call any time of the day. The fax number, 419-221-1609. If you're a member and you'd like to muse, the telephone number is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the internet, you can send email to W8HDU, that's my ham radio call, at WLIO.com. And speaking of email and such, I had a request to give you some additional information concerning the DX Audio Service email reflector and how that works. Well, basically it works like this. You send a message, once you're subscribed, you send a message to this email reflector and it goes to everyone else who is also subscribed. So if just by chance one of your local stations goes off the air, or perhaps a new station comes on the air, or you're hearing something which is kind of interesting and you'd like to pass it on to people, all you have to do is send the message to dxas@wlio.com. Then that message goes out to all the other people who have subscribed. Now, if you would like to subscribe to it, you have to send a message to our request system. And that's done by sending a message to dxas-request@wlio.com. Again, that's dxas-request. That's all one word, dxas, the little dash, not the word D-A-S-H, but dxas-request@wlio.com. In the subject and the body of the message, type the word subscribe. Just that easy. And if you get tired of all this talk about radio stuff and you'd like to get off, well, all you have to do is just type a message to dxas-request@wlio.com and put in the subject and the body of the message, unsubscribe, and that will take care of it. By the time some of you receive your cassettes this month, I should be at the National Radio Club Convention in Newcastle, Delaware, and hopefully sitting down with John and Linda Bowker and having a drink or just discussing radio stuff with members of the DX Audio Service. In fact, here's another editor who I'd like to meet up with at the National Radio Club Convention. He just happens to do a little column here on the magazine called the AM Switch, and his name just happens to be Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We start with our traditional big stack of call interchanges as we open up reference number 409. On 550 WIST, Statesville, North Carolina, a station whose tower we stay in the shadow of a couple times a year, they become WTLI. On 590 WKHX, Atlanta, Georgia, changing to WDWD. 730 WBZS, Alexandria, Virginia, becomes WVPA. 790 WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia, becomes WNIS. And at the same time, on 850 WNIS, Norfolk, Virginia, becomes WTAR. These two stations are swapping calls and formats. On 940 WCIT, Lima, Ohio, in Fred Vobey's adopted hometown, becomes WLJM. On 1030 WLVN in Brantley, Minnesota, up in the land where you can have a W or a K call, they're applying to change to KAWG. What's strange about this is that WLVN's license was canceled back in February the 9th, 1997 by the FCC, so we really can't explain the mysterious reappearance of this station. I'm sure there'll be more than this story later on. We'll pass it on to you when we learn it. On 1050, KOFY, San Mateo, California becomes KTCT. 1140, KXNO, Las Vegas, Nevada becomes WSFN. On 1170, here's a non-change, WRWD, Cornwall on Hudson, New York. Well, they never used that call. They applied to change to it, then decided to stay with their current call, so they remain WWLE. Also on 1170, WLEO in Ponce, Puerto Rico, they become WZUR. 1200, that new station in Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, not yet even on the air. They've applied to change their call from WMIW to WMIR. 1220, KDFC in Palo Alto, California becomes KBPA. 1230, KMGR, Murray, Utah changing to KWUN. 1270, WTMQ, Columbus, Georgia becomes WMLF. 1300, WQBK, Rensselaer, New York changing to WTMM. 1340, KNHN in Pittsburgh, Kansas changing to KSEK. On 1360, WYER, Mount Carmel, Illinois becomes WVMC. 1420, KRSR, Coos Bay, Oregon changing to KMHS. 1440, KINF, Denton, Texas becomes KTNO. On 1480, WNMX, Charlotte, North Carolina changing to WTLT. On 1490, WZBS in Ponce, Puerto Rico gets the call that just left 1170, WLEO. And on 1550, KPIX, San Francisco, California becomes KYCY. Looking at applications for new stations, and often in a month we won't have any, this month we have five. On 720, application for a new station in Hanover, New Hampshire, 50,000 watts daytime, 500 watts nighttime, U4 antenna. That's different patterns day and night. On 740 in Fargo, North Dakota, 50,000 daytime, 1,400 nighttime, 8,000 critical hours. That's the two-hour period in transition between daytime and nighttime. And their antenna would be a U7. We don't see that very often. That would be three different patterns, one for daytime, one for critical hours, and one for nighttime. On 890 in Julian, California, 250 watts in the day, 330 watts at night, another U4 antenna. On 1180 in Havana, Florida, 1,000 watts daytime, 250 night, U2, that means directional night only. And on 1600 in Blaine, Washington, 50,000 day, 10,000 night, also a U4 antenna. Taking a look at some interesting applications from existing facilities on 570 CJEM in Edmundston, New Brunswick, another Canadian station wants to leave the AM band and move to 92.7 FM. They will relinquish their AM license if that's granted. On 880, KKMC in Gonzales, California would like to raise their night power to 10 kilowatts and in the process of doing that change their city of license to Salinas, California. On 910, CKLY, Lindsay, Ontario also would like to move to the FM band. Their particular frequency would be 91.9 if granted. And they would turn in their AM license after a three-month phasing-in period. And on 1420 WEMB in Irwin, Tennessee, this station would like to go full-time by adding 32 watts at night. If that's granted, their antenna will become U1. Looking at grants to existing facilities, some major clear channels will be opening up north of the border in Canada. On 690 CBF in Montreal will be moving to 95.1 FM and will relinquish their AM frequency. The very large line will form on the right for all those wishing to apply for 690. We're sure there'll be plenty of folks willing to snap up that frequency. On 830 WETR in Eden, North Carolina, they'll be changing their city of license to Kernersville, North Carolina. 940, here goes another one, CBM in Montreal. They'll move to 88.5 FM and relinquish their AM license. 960 CIAM, Cambridge, Ontario, moving to 92.9. And on 980 CBV in Quebec City, Quebec, will be moving to 106.3. Checking out otherness on 550 WTLI, that new call in Statesville, North Carolina. This station has changed that call because they now relay WTLT, the new call on 1480 in Charlotte, North Carolina. 740 WRWB, Harrogate, Tennessee, is silent. 810 KXOI, Crane, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. On 830 WETR in Eden, North Carolina, this station is silent, possibly to facilitate their power increase and their city change, which we just mentioned. 850 KHLO in Hilo, Hawaii, this station is silent. Their tower was toppled in a windstorm. No word as to when that will return. On 850 CKVL, Verdun, Quebec, this station had also applied to move to 95.1 FM. They were aced out by CBF, and so that application has been denied. Looks like CKVL is going to be staying on the AM band at 850. On 880 WTZY, brand new station in Fairview, North Carolina, is on the air. They relay WTZK, the 1350 station in Black Mountain, North Carolina. 990 WFBA, the long-standing CP for a new station in Miami. This station has been heard testing recently with unmodulated carrier, possibly doing what's called site testing, so that means that this CP may still be alive. 1050 WRFS in Alexander City, Alabama, has returned to the air. 1150 WNFT in Boston, Massachusetts. They are presently relaying WEEI, the 850 station in Boston. That simulcast will continue while WEEI operates at severely reduced power to facilitate tower painting at their site. 1150 WAVO, Rock Hill, South Carolina, has returned to the air. They also relay WTLT 1480 in Charlotte. 1190 WANN, Annapolis, Maryland. This station is silent. The owner of the station has retired and taken it off the air and has it for sale. 1230 KEEE in Natchitoches, Texas. This station has gone silent. 1230 KWYZ, Everett, Washington, has returned to the air. 1240 WSYY, Millinocket, Maine, is silent due to some vandalism at the transmitter site. They expect to return to the air soon. 1260 KIMB, Kimball, Nebraska, now relaying KISD, the 1340 station in Sydney, Nebraska. 1310 WLOB in Portland, Maine, has returned to the air. 1340 WJMB, Brookhaven, Mississippi, the license for this station has been canceled and the call deleted. Speaking of that, on 1360 KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado, we mentioned last month that the FCC has canceled this station license. According to the database that we saw online, they canceled the license on May the 21st, 1997. However, the station continues to operate normally. They're still relaying the Deer Trail station on 1370, and this has been confirmed by local monitoring as late as July 31st. So even though the FCC says the license has been canceled, the station continues to operate. We're sure there's a story there. 1370 KFJM, Grand Forks, North Dakota. This non-commercial AM station is silent. They received heavy damage from the spring flooding in the Dakotas. They do not expect to return to the air until sometime early next year. 1410 WHBT, Tallahassee, Florida. This silent station has returned to the air. However, with reduced power, they have a special temporary authority to run 50 watts with a non-directional antenna until their full facility is ready to go. On 1470 WXAG, Athens, Georgia, is silent. 1470 WBUL in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. This silent station that's been on again, off again the last 3 or 4 years is on again. And as before, they are relaying WXLN, the 1570 station in New Albany, Indiana. 1480 WARI, Abbeville, Alabama. This license has been canceled and the call deleted at the licensee's request. 1480 KIOU, Shreveport, Louisiana, is silent. 1560 KPWS, Crowley, Louisiana. This license has been canceled, the call deleted at the licensee's request. And on 1580, same deal for KLVU in Haynesville, Louisiana. They're canceled, the call's deleted, the licensee requested it. 1580 WRDD in Ebensburg, Pennsylvania. This silent station has returned to the air. They are relaying WNCC, the 950 station in nearby Barnesboro, Pennsylvania. And on 1600 WCGO, Chicago Heights, Illinois, is silent. And that'll wrap up AM Switch for this month. Looking forward to seeing you all at the convention in Delaware. And speaking of that, I'm sure we'll not only see this guy, we'll probably be handing him some cash. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Can you believe it? We're off on the road again, and for two big reasons this time. First, of course, is to bring in more legal station breaks for the Travelogue collection. What else? We're cutting up through Georgia and the high country of South Carolina this time, and then over to Richmond and Annapolis on the way to Newcastle, Delaware. Going home again, I'm not too sure what route we're going to be taking from Newcastle, but it turns out that come mid-October, we're going to be heading for mid-Alabama. So our routing will be designed to pick up as much from stations in both Alabama and Georgia as possible, of course. But enough of this chit-chat. We have a full plate of station IDs for you this month. We're going to be starting the regional channel of 1430 on the dial. Now, 5,000 watts is presently the highest power of any U.S. station operating at 1430. There is this big gaping hole, say, in northern New York State and vicinity around Toronto where there's a 50,000-watt station in Canada. And let's see, this month we're going to start on the West Coast, as we do each year at this time. Just to make it a little bit different, we're going to work our way east with our dials glued to 1430 as we start the September 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Millie Green, God, a Woman, and a Man. That's our country song of faith as presented by Merchants Funeral Home of Clarkston at 7th and Chestnut. You're tuned to FM, KCLK, Clarkston and Lewiston at 1430 AM, KCLK, Asotin. Your country connection for the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley, straight up 10 o'clock.
Now, there's a good Mexican restaurant next door to this next station.
KBRC, Mount Vernon, Langley, Clinton. Good morning, KBRC News Time, 11:01. I'm Jeff French. In the news today, the concrete police...
We head down into Oregon for our first state capital.
Stay in the know with News Radio KYKN, Kaiser Salem.
In headline news, I'm Dave Walker, sitting in for Charles E. Wee. The stage is set, the banners hung, and the balloons inflated at New York's Madison Square Garden.
Sounds like a good party. We're going to move now to the state capital of California.
916-482-3490.
You've listened to the Voice of Liberty, Sacramento's number one Russian language news service, daily from 11 to 12 on KJY 1430 AM.
You're in tune with KJ, KJAY in Sacramento.
Interesting popping sound on that tape they had. Here's a recording
this
from 21 years.
KGL, Santa Clara, San Jose.
Oh, wait a minute now. I have to play that one again because I always promised I'd never talk over an ID.
This is KEGL, Santa Clara, San Jose, Inspirational Radio, where it's time now for Truth for Today.
Okay, thank you. And bringing that station up today...
You're in tune with Radio KNTA, Santa Clara, San Jose.
Está en la sintonía de Radio Canta la Favorita, 1430 AM, Santa Clara, San Jose.
Okay, over into the California Valley next.
La nave musical 1430 AM.
Y nada, ni nadie la puede detener.
Then we go now to a small town just 5 miles out of Los Angeles.
La doctora Elvia Contreras los invita a escucharla y consultarla gratuitamente todos los martes de 1 a 1:30 de la tarde aquí en Radio Paz.
That's San Gabriel, California. Let's drive down to the Mexican border now, just east of San Diego.
Enjoy California Angels baseball on AM 1430, KAMP El Centro.
It's hip, but it hurts. I'm Richard Davis.
Heroin is back.
President Clinton's drug control chief, Barry McCafferty, taking aim at heroin.
Oh, boy. A leap now to northern Utah.
85 degrees, and you folks over in Tooele, 82. It's 9 o'clock in the mountains at KLO in Ogden.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Shuttle Columbia is still up there. Rain early today at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
And up and away over the Rockies to the plains of Colorado.
Your memory station, KEZW Aurora, Denver. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we had good memories of the 1995 NRC Labor Day Convention in Aurora. Remember that? Okay, let's go up to North Dakota.
KBQ 100 is KTYN KBQQ FM Minot Rolling Stone Magazine Station of the Year. Hi, it's 4 o'clock.
Moving steadily eastward into South Dakota we go. Almost to the Minnesota border, in fact.
Riders in the sky.
Music with Vaughn Monroe on 1430 KBRK Brookings. It's 11 o'clock. NBC Radio News.
We hear now from Prairie Pioneer Country. That's about 150 miles west of Omaha.
RGI Grand Island. You can depend on us for Paul Harvey News and Comment. It's 12 noon.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Wouldn't we love to, but we're going to move south to the oil capital of Oklahoma.
This is Bill Simonson inviting you to join me for the BS on Sports weekdays at 4, right here at AM 1430 KQLL, the Sports Q in Tulsa.
News. I'm Cynthia Weber. Encouraging news from firefighters.
Now, the studios for this next station are in Longview, Texas.
Keys to
Talk Radio, Longview, KEES, Gladewater, Marshall, White Oak, Keys Talk Radio, KYZS, Tyler, Jacksonville, Palestine.
Mutual News. The defense in the Susan Smith murder trial is attempting to paint a picture.
Oh, boy, that was a terrible situation, that was. Well, let's see now. What have we here?
Hello. Good morning. This is KCOH Houston. More than music, what radio should be. It's 9 o'clock news time. I'm Redonda Johnson. Here's a recap of the morning's headlines.
Okay, and here's a station that drops down to 20 watts at night.
Cause Radio, KKLZ, KKLZ-FM, Avon, Missouri.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
That's about how they sounded 4 to 5 miles out of town at night. And here's one of those stations operating from a very small town out in the country.
Missouri's Farm Voice, 100.7 FM, KMCU Carrollton, 93.5 FM, KTRX Tarkio, and AM 1430, KAOL Carrollton. Now the most comprehensive and accurate news.
Well, they don't seem to have, too much of an audience on any one station, but I guess they're spreading their losses over 3 or 4 towns. But, you know, this next station, I can remember trying to pick this station up when I was a kid in New England, and finally succeeded one night when they were testing. Now, here's how they sound really during the middle of the day back in 1989.
Well, let's pause for station identification on the Chicago Bears radio network.
The real country station, WIL, St. Louis.
And remember the jingle they used to have back in the 70s? Well, you know, WIL is gone now, but in its place,
listen to the sounds of Sinatra, Sundays at noon on 1430. Worth. WRTH, St. Louis.
WRTH, the World Radio TV Handbook. No, that can't be right.
We'll make you.
Northward next to the dead center of Iowa.
1430 KASI, Ames' first choice for local news and information. We have 23 degrees, cloudy skies at 2 o'clock.
Now, this next city has just over 2,000 people.
1430 Radio, serving all of the Staples listening area. This is KNSB.
And all of that Staples area has fewer than 10,000 people. I don't know how they can survive. We're now in Wisconsin.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band there, and The Real Love. Up to 4 o'clock on 1430 WBAV, Beaver Dam, where Dodge County turns for news. President Clinton was in Milwaukee today. We'll hear more on that coming up with the news at 4.
I bet he's right, too. Now, here's a charming voice.
And you're listening to WRDN 1430 AM, 95.9 FM in Durand. 61 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. It's 4 o'clock, and now we join the Mutual Radio Network.
With Mutual News, I'm Bill Gormley in Washington. President Bush was on Iraqi TV today with a message taped in the Oval Office.
You know, I wonder if that is, if they've changed their name to Mutual Radio Network. I thought it was Mutual Broadcasting System. I think I'm right. Anyway, at 1430 in Chicago, this is what you hear.
This is WEF, Highland Park, Deerfield, 1430 AM, your multicultural radio.
Okay, and some 80 miles west of Chicago?
Total Radio, 1430 AM, WCMY, Ottawa, Marseille, Seneca.
AP Network News, I'm Chuck Rice. Secretary of State Baker is urging the Soviets to keep their nuclear...
Now here's a sequence of call changes for you.
WIRE, Indianapolis, the local news authority.
That was in 1978, and in 1991...
WFXF, AM and FM, Indianapolis.
We'll be right back. Listen, Rick, about leaving the band.
Your mind's made up, Jerry.
Okay, and this was 1430 in June 1997.
I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us here on the Great Song Station, AM 1430, WMYS, Indianapolis.
CNN Radio News.
by David Hull. President Clinton adds a measure of health care reform to the week's legislative agenda.
Now, Ionia, Michigan, it's just east of Grand Rapids.
All the news radio, 1430 WION, Ionia, Lake Odessa.
Here's the latest from WION News. Beth Thompson reporting the mission and goals of the Great Lakes Task
Force. Now to southeastern Michigan, right across Lake St. Clair from Ontario.
PID right here on 1430 WBIB. It's 6 o'clock on the hottest Christian sound around.
It's a solid gold summer weekend on Macomb County's Radio Connection, your motivation station. 1430 WBRV, Mount Fleming.
Here's a 1,000-watt voice in Ohio.
It's time now for Cleveland Indians baseball here on WFOB, Austria. The game made possible in part by Reinecke Ford Incorporated.
Okay, and a 48-watt station in Ohio.
This is 1430 Radio, WCLT, Newark, Ohio.
And finally, from the Mountain State.
WEIR, news and information.
This is WEIR, Weirton.
Well, now, let's see. That does it for this month, I guess. Linda and I are out of Florida, by the way, for only the second time this year, as you hear this tape. So next month, we'll be able to tell you all about what happened at the 1997 Labor Day weekend extravaganza that Dave Schmidt put together in Newcastle, Delaware. And now, from early reports, since as I'm recording this, it hasn't happened yet. It looks like a great convention, though, a good turnout. And this will be for the National Radio Club, the DX Audio Service, and we really look forward to meeting so many of you, Linda and I do, each year at this time. So, and if you can't make it this year, what about next year? Well, they're saying it'll be San Antonio, perhaps. Oh, boy, wouldn't that be great if that's confirmed? The river walk, the boat ride on the canals through the middle of the city in the Alamo, and WOAI? Wow. But first things first. Oh, speaking of first things, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, John. You know I'm always ready to rock and roll. Especially if it means tuning the radio and doing another edition of Bandscan is the column in which we share with one another what it sounds like to listen to the radio from our listening posts. And for the last few months, Bruce Conti has been sharing what it sounds like up in Nashua, New Hampshire, using his low HF what-have-you radio. It sounds good, and we're starting at 1300 and going for the top this month on the Bandscan from your DXAS.
Before I get started with the third and final installment of the nighttime Bandscan from Nashua, New Hampshire, it's worth noting that all three parts of the Bandscan were recorded May through August of 1997, a time that many consider to be off-season for DXing. While it's true that most nighttime signals will be short-skip and plagued with static from lightning storms during the summer, this Bandscan has hopefully provided some evidence that DXing doesn't have to cool off as the weather warms up. And now the remainder of the New Hampshire Nighttime Bandscan, starting with 1300 kilohertz, WJFK.
Okay, the fan is on. We're on top of your game every 30 minutes. 1300 AM, WJFK. I'm
on 1310, a weak but readable WORC Worcester.
You can ask your questions at 791-1310.
WATR Waterbury is on 1320.
From Bristol to Southbury, your local news talk entertainment station. 1320 AM, WATR Waterbury.
You'll recognize this next station on 1330 kilohertz.
Yes, buenas noches. Broadcasting from Paterson, New Jersey, by satellite to the world, this is WWRB New York, 1330 AM, with Radio Mission International, 5:30 AM, El Cairo, 1340.
Next, 1340, and with no locals on this graveyard frequency, just about anything is up for grabs. Tonight, it's WMBH, New Bedford, with Real Country.
Captain Jack and First K. Lynch,
Fairfield County in Connecticut gets their news from WNLK 1350.
This is Fairfield County News Radio. AM 1400 WFTC Stanford. AM 940 WINE Brookfield Danbury. AM 1350 WNLK Norwalk. Atlantic Star Communications Station. Your local news.
On 1362 stations, WDRC and CKBC.
This is the day today on CKBC. It's City Glass, now an authorized dealer for action truck hats and fiberglass body blades. City Glass, corner of Evangeline Drive in McDonald Street.
The Bay's best music name, CKBC.
That, of course, was CKBC, New Brunswick. Here's WDRC.
WDRC, AM 1360.
WFEA Manchester broadcasts from their diamond-shaped tower on 1370.
Every woman, don't walk away, hey.
65 years of great songs and great memories. AM 1370, WFEA, Manchester, Nashua, Merrimack, and Concord.
Vermont checks in as WSYB on 1380.
And that's a look at your latest WSYB satellite weather forecast.
On 1390, WPLM broadcasts from America's hometown.
Jazzy 99.1 is WPLM, AM, FM.
WLLH is Radio Hit in Espanol on 1400. WLLH operates on 1400 with two synchronized transmitters located in Lowell and Lawrence. Now on to 1410 and WPOP, Hartford's new sports radio.
This is New York Yankees baseball.
It's the next broadcasting.
WPOP Hartford.
Now, connect with the all-new sports leader, Sports Radio 1410.
Tom Likas is looking for callers from New Bedford on 1420.
We are every night from 7 until 10 p.m. right after Pat Desmaris, right here on New Bedford News and Talk Station, AM 1420 WBSM. Now, I want to hear from you. If you live in Springfield County, if you live anywhere in southeastern Massachusetts, don't think you can't get on the air. You can, but Tom Likas show 7 till 10 on AM 1420 WBSM.
AM 1420,
WBSM, WNJR represents the many languages spoken in New Jersey on 1430.
WNJR. 53.42.
Down the other station mixing with WNJR is likely WENE Endicott. Now on to 1440. From Jerry Starr's neck of the woods, WRRO, Warren, Youngstown, 1440.
This is the home of Pittsburgh Steeler football in the valley. AM 1440. WRRO, Warren, Youngstown. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and the valley's best high school matchups. That's your football at this point here on AM 1440.
1450 has been my most productive graveyard frequency. Maine, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Florida, and Georgia have all been logged at one time or another. WKXL in Concord, New Hampshire doesn't put out much signal. One of the regulars on 1450 is WNBP Newburyport. Now let's enjoy some French language country western music from CKRB 1460.
Mais personne ne t'a vu,
WZOU 1470 relays WLAM in Maine, 1470.
WLAM, Lauren Portland. WZOU, Lewiston, Auburn. WLAM-FM, Linda. We are the Jewel.
On 1480, another relay, WADR, relays WRNY.
Hello, young lovers.
This is the original hit station, bringing back great memories. This is WRNY 1350 Rome, WADR 1480 Rome.
Well, of course, it just wouldn't be right if Murphy's Law of Fading didn't take effect at the top of the hour ID as WADR quickly fades away. On to 1490, where WHAV broadcasts in Spanish all night but never IDs. I tried for several nights to get an ID. So instead, I phased them out to get an ID from WMRC, Milford, 1490.
WADI, Red Sox Radio Network, 1490, WMRC, Milford, a first-class radio station.
1500 belongs to Washington, D.C., WTOP.
This is Greg Majeski at the Weather Channel. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low of 60. The full forecast after Orioles baseball on 1500 WTOP, Washington.
WNRB is Spanish Radio Galaxia at night on 1510 kilohertz. WNRB beams most of their signal to the east at night. Listeners in Europe and Africa probably get a better signal.
Country Gold, KB 1520 AM, WWKB, Buffalo.
That was 1520 kilohertz. On 1530, Portuguese language station WDJZ signs off, leaving WSAI alone on the frequency, 1530.
You are listening to WFMW 1580 AM, Naugatuck, Connecticut, and WDVZ 1530 AM, Big Falls, Connecticut. Love you, friend.
WFMW 1380 AM, Navasar. Radio Refugio, the frequency that praises and glorifies the Lord. Esta es Radio Refugio, 380 en el cuadrante de su radio. La emisora de la alabanza.
WDJZ relays WFNW 1380, which carries Spanish religion overnight, and you just heard someone say WOAI. Well, we are not on 1200. That was 1530. And I guess they were saying something about WOAI in the news on WSAI. Anyway, next up, 1540, where New York's capital city gets their religion.
You're listening to the CCM Countdown on WDCD Albany, WDCD FM, Clifton Park, Albany.
On 1550, it's the CBC from Canada.
This is CBC Radio, radio to call our own.
CBC stations don't seem to give local IDs during the overnight hours. On to 1560, where WQEW is in command.
Here at 1560, WQEW in New York, your home for the lyrics of Sammy Kahn.
We'll take time out for a look at news headlines, the weather, and then back with more of our salute to Tony Bennett. There's a strike at 12:01. That's the word tonight from Teamsters President Ron Carey. He says,
on 1570, the home of real country is Bug Country, WBUG. Real country for Bug Country on 1570. It's back to Canada on 1580, this time the CBC in French.
Le Radio Journal de Radio-Canada, avec Isabelle Poulin.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Au sommaire, le géant des télécommunications Nortel annonce un investissement de 250 millions dans la région d'Ottawa, mais la plupart des...
WSMN signs off at midnight on 1590.
WSMN operates on 1590 kilohertz with a power output of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. WSMN is owned and operated by the 1590 Broadcasting Corporation. Studios and transmitter are located at 502 West Hollis Street in Nashua, New Hampshire. Until tomorrow morning, this is John Halpert bidding you a pleasant good evening.
Is pretty quiet after WSMN signs off. Once occupied by WQQW in Connecticut, now stations like WCBG Chambersburg, WAKR Akron, and WONX Evanston are heard in the jumble that remains when WSMN goes to bed. Now on to 1600, where New York City finds the gospel. WWRL on 1600. There used to be a traveler's information station on 1610 in Nashua, updating drivers on traffic conditions during construction on Route 3. But while construction continued over the summer, 1610 has been silent. So now I get the traveler's information station from the Lowell National Historical Park on 1610. ...1620 has been quiet, the Stony Brook College Station has been off while school is out for the summer, and the widely heard Connecticut Travelers Information Station is reported to be off. On 1630, a station provides parking information for JFK Airport in New York. And on 1640, the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Station can be heard. But summer static is just too much to get any useful audio on 1630 or 1640. So let's jump up to 1660, the domain of Radio Oz Worldwide, WJDM.
Turn the record over and let's start again.
What? This is WJDM, Elizabeth, New York. Oz World Radio, your world, your music. Can we start now?
And finally, on 1680, again, the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Station has been heard in the past, but once again, summer static is just too much to handle. So we'll end it right here. That concludes a Nashua nighttime band scan. Hope you've enjoyed the trip across your AM radio dial from Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and Good DX.
If you were one of the people that purchased After Dark Number 7, you heard a lot about HDTV on that issue. And that's because people want to know what's going on with this HDTV thing. What channels are going where, and how is that going to affect the TV DXing? Well, there's another thing to be thinking about. In the August 18th, 1997 edition of Broadcasting and Cable was an article titled, DTV, Where the Networks Stand. ABC has announced plans to offer a multiplex of widescreen standard definition pictures, some on a subscription basis. The network wants to see DTV service take off through the sale of both widescreen TV sets and inexpensive set-top converters, and it plans to test DTV reception with indoor antennas. On the CBS side, CBS has consistently maintained that it will offer a single channel of HDTV as much as possible although sources have indicated that CBS station's chairman, Mel Karmazin, is eyeing multiplexing as a potential revenue source. Joe Flattery, CBS Senior Vice President for Technology, acknowledges that local stations may be offering multiplexing during the day, but says that CBS definitely will offer HDTV in prime time. He says, digital sets won't move without high definition. Fox hasn't officially announced its DTV plans, although the network seems bullish on multiple-channel SDTV. Fox's Andy Sitos, Executive Vice President of News Corp's News Technology Group, says that Fox could fit 6 to 8 compressed 480p streams into a 6 megahertz DTV channel. And finally, for the Peacock, NBC also hasn't formally announced its intentions, but NBC engineers have indicated that the network will broadcast HDTV in prime time and may offer multiple channels of SDTV during the day. We'll be flexible throughout the day, says Charlie Jablonski, Vice President for NBC's Broadcast and Network Engineering. We'll also be doing some HDTV when we start our digital television service. Tom Rogers, NBC Executive Vice President, says that NBC won't offer free multiple-channel service unless the new channels reach 30 million to 40 million homes. If you are unable to attend the National Radio Club Convention in Newcastle, Delaware over Labor Day weekend, don't be too surprised if you might not hear about it in the future. While I'm at the convention, I hope to record a lot of what's going on, and we should have some of the seminars, the speaker at the banquet, the auction, and maybe some technical meetings or something. We'll see what we can get into, but anyways, I'm going to try to record as much as possible. Listen on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, and we'll have details on what is available. Let's flip over to side two of this cassette for more of your DX Audio Service for September 1997.
WNRC, the new 16.